Previously on Inside Scoop.
Wow.
There are so many openly violent threats in that recording. And I think it was even worse on the Instagram post where it was not only audio but video.
Yeah, when you saw it.
Because you see his body language towards her is also very menacing. And she was shriveling like a dying violet in a corner.
In that second, you heard just her voice.
Yeah, the first part was in the car where it was an argument about giving the phone back, but she didn't feel
safe.
Wasn't
giving it back.
Phone in case she had to call somebody.
He was going to F and take it.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé Inside Scoop, Volume 196. This week, five stories for you. Sophie and Claire, Ed and Liz, Paul and Karini. We're going to talk a little bit about kind of a troubling story. And this is about the Brown family and Garrison. And we're going to talk about maybe even something as troubling, Chance and Taylor from Love and Life After Lockup. So we're going to talk about that. First of all, we talked about Sophie and Claire and Rob last week in Inside Scoop. This has been quite a story, has it not?
Yep.
Sophie called the police on her mom. We reported that last week. We, for terroristic threats to a house or family is what it was. And so when we left this last week, we were updated through Saturday. She was arrested. Mm-hmm. What we found out kind of after is she, Sophie, put out the texts from Claire. And those were some wicked things. Initially, Claire threatened to hurt herself. You know, I think Sophie had threatened to put out issues of her mental health in the past. And so Claire said, go ahead and do this. I won't be around when they come out. Mm-hmm. And then the text, I think, that got her in trouble, which you can tell when we see the text, you can tell that Claire uses voice to text.
Yes, you can.
Because she called her a dirty, nasty, slow little front.
You're right.
So I'm going to assume whatever
she word.
Whatever she called her maybe rhymed with front.
Mm.
Yeah. She said she was going to, and this is, again, for people who have experienced violence in their life, this could, you know, this could be something to listen to. So this may not be a story you want to listen to, but in the text she said that she would come and slit her throat is what she said to her own daughter.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's...
How do you get past that?
I don't know how you get past it. So Claire was arrested, and so she was in jail through Thursday of this week. And now the charges are dropped. Are you surprised the charges are dropped?
Well, I mean, so often, even in abuse cases, family members rarely press charges. You know, more often than not, they drop them.
Yeah.
So unless the charges originated, like, from a government entity, then it's not surprising that a family member would drop charges.
So the state wouldn't have an interest or a way to intervene?
I mean, they could.
But if you're not going to, I think if you're a family member and you're not going to participate or testify.
Right, then you don't, you know, have anybody on your side.
And what's really the point?
That's what happens so often.
So evidently, Claire was living with Sophie and that female that we see in the show. They were living together through April of this year. So this is a recent thing. Evidently, they kicked Mama out because...
Oh, so that's probably why she's all bitter and hateful.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Just because of... I think she was difficult. Mm-hmm. The text and the police report get into that Sophie was going to be given Claire's... Had been given Claire money, and Claire wanted more money. And so this all back and forth was about Claire needing the money now and wanting to pick up the money now. And so when she talked about coming over there, that's what it was about. It was about picking up another, I think it was $3,000. Mm-hmm. That's quite a bit. This has got to be a lot for Sophie to deal with. It puts our, between the video that we saw of last week that Claire put out and what we know about Claire now, it really puts Sophie in a different light, does it not?
Yeah, for sure.
Ha. Can you imagine? I think for me, even in life, when I turned old enough, I did kind of pick up and leave, right? I left.
Right.
And nothing that I was going through was anything like this, but it was time for a fresh start. And I even had somebody from my life follow me after I made that trip away. I got away. And then I found
and
out.
And a family member went, hey, that seems like a good idea. I'll come too.
Yeah. And so that was a thing for a few years.
Literally followed.
Off and on. Had a job in the Army, the same school, the same basic training. So yeah. I didn't actually get to separate from the family. The family drama followed me. It was nothing like this, right?
Right.
Because this person wasn't a part of really
the toxicity.
Yes. So it's nothing like. Yeah, it was just like more work for me. Like I had to continue to help and save and fix. So I never really had a chance to get out on my own for another year. And then we both went to Germany and I was a few hours away and not really, it wasn't a day-to-day thing. So it wasn't so bad. I cannot imagine what Sophie is going through. Think of the day-to-day stress of life.
Mm-hmm.
How would you deal with it?
It's a lot.
I don't even know what you would do.
You would just try to get away.
Yeah, leave again.
Yeah.
And then she runs to Rob, who isn't. Maybe Rob's a lot like Mom.
So is Mom permanently staying in Texas because of her boyfriend now? Like, what visa is she here on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because she was in England, so she can only be here for a limited time.
I'm not sure.
She probably has a tourist visa.
What does that do? I mean, John Walters can't get here. Well, he's done worse, but you understand. I'm not sure that...
Oh, right.
Wouldn't you think that she would...
She could get deported.
Yeah, wouldn't you think that would be a part of this?
Well, if any charges stick, then yes. Then as soon as she served whatever time, she would be deported.
Wouldn't this go on like your file? Does this go in your file? When you go and you're looking to renew your visa, they're going, hey,
oh, I'm sure.
What's this? Here's a mugshot. Here's a new picture of you. And it's not a driver's license photograph.
While on a tourist visa.
Yeah. It's a mugshot from San Antonio. Visa. What's this about? She spent 6 nights in jail. Wouldn't you think, is this something that you'd think Claire would hold over Sophie's head? Remember that time you let me sit in jail for 6 days?
Of course she would.
Yeah. She wouldn't remember the trouble that she made.
Of course.
My thought is...
Selective memory.
Do you think this is a isolated case of Claire sending these ugly kind of texts to Sophie? Or would you assume this language and behavior is something that has happened before?
Oh, I'm sure. It didn't just fly out of nowhere. I mean, we know they've had a toxic relationship in the past. And, you know, we know she's had an addiction history. So, I mean, for all we know, she could be using again.
Mm.
That could be sparking the crazy behavior. Who knows?
It's just trouble. And it overshadowed, really, because the video from Rob was really toxic, right? And this thing... just kind of covered all of that up. You know, we talked about it. Our intro clip was what I played in our intro was your reaction right after you heard the clip and just how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
For her, it was her voice that we talked about and how, like, she was like,
like a shrinking violet.
Yeah. I mean, she was like quivering.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell it was like she was just trying not to get in trouble. It was almost like a little child trying to explain their way out of a situation. It was hard to listen to.
Yeah, because nobody accepts being treated that way and reacts in that way by cowering unless they are used to this kind of behavior. So perhaps she's had this kind of behavior from mom all along.
Yeah, some people just stand up for yourself, but it's not that easy. Mom has probably lorded over her,
I'm sure,
frequently.
And that may be why mom doesn't like Rob, because he's taking control in the way that she was controlling her in the past.
Well, they're the same person.
Right.
Said this in the first time we saw them. Mm-hmm. In the original 90-day season, it was, wow, these two are the same people.
Right, same person. Now it's just all the more so.
Yeah. Coming up next for us, we will have Ed and Liz spoilers if you're not already there. So that'll happen. Paul and Carini, Chance and Taylor, and some of the Brown family. So stick around for the rest of this episode. Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcast,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos and all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.